A huge rally on Wall Street means the month of November closed up slightly, even after a very dismal Thanksgiving week on the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 490 points, and the overall market rose about 4%. Tyler Simonis with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend says now as we look toward December, many have their fingers crossed for a Santa Claus rally.
Historically, 80% of the time, December has been an up month, but you know that doesn't mean that it's going to be. But historically, December's been a good month. We could get one of those Santa Claus rallies. Let's hope.
Today's big action was triggered by central banks lowering their lending rates. With problems in Europe looming, the banks made the move to avoid a credit freeze like we saw in 2008 when Lehman Brothers failed. The city of Bend has changed its mind about approving a road extension near Central Oregon Community College. They backed off their approval after nearby residents complained and filed a complaint with the State Land Use Board of Appeals. Homeowners like John Harper say they don't feel like the college is listening to their concerns.
From a just totally selfish point of view, It seems to me, you know, we'd like to see them not build the road, but, you know, they are neighbors and they own the property. So you can argue the case that, well, it's our land and we should be pretty much able to do with what we want. And, you know, most neighbors sit around and say, well, you know, you're going to build that fence, but would you mind painting it a little darker brown or green, or could you make it not 8 feet tall but 6?
The City Planning Commission is scheduled to vote on changing codes to make minor road projects like this not have to get city approval or hold public meetings. Nearby homeowners plan to attend the January 23rd meeting and argue their voices on such matters should be heard. The Oregon State Bar says it found no ethical violations by two Deschutes County deputy district attorneys. The bar received an anonymous complaint alleging that ethical violations during the investigation of Deschutes County Councilor Mark Pilliott occurred. The bar said it found no wrongdoing by Tracy Anderson or Bridget Turner. The new Madras City Administrator is the city's Public Works Director. The council voted unanimously at Tuesday night's meeting to offer the position to Gus Burrell. He was one of three finalists for the job. Mayor Melanie Widmer says Burrell has served as the city's number two leader for the last 6 years.
He really performed well in the interview process. He had the answers we were looking for. He really had the skill set that we need. Of course, he's intimately familiar with the workings of the city. The other candidates kind of fell short on some areas where we really needed somebody with expertise, for example, in economic development and urban renewal and in grant writing. And Gus has done really well in all of those areas.
Burrell will take over in the next couple of weeks when current city administrator Mike Morgan retires. A spokesperson for a Northwest Libertarian group has a message for Central Oregon. John Charles, the president of the Cascade Policy Institute, was in Bend this morning and spoke to a group of local leaders. He has some ideas for turning around the state's economy.
Well, one certainly has to be reforming state land use regulation to deal with the urban land cartels that we've created under the system through urban growth boundaries and through massive rural downzoning. There's no doubt that between the federal government owning more than half of Oregon and the rest of Oregon under a severe zoning system, it's very difficult to, over the long term, see opportunities for economic growth.
Charles says the state also needs to reduce regulations, rethink its tax structure, and consider changing to a right-to-work state. Win or lose, it's a historical moment for the city of Bend. The Mountain View Cougars will play for the Oregon State Crown in 5A football against Sherwood this Saturday. Mountain View head coach Steve Turner says this is the first time ever that the Cougars are playing for the title and the first time a Bend school has played for the title since 1940. Turner says as the fourth quarter of their game against Marist ended last week, they realized what an achievement the 31-14 victory meant, but the celebrating was very short-lived.
I was happy. I was happy for the kids. I was happy for the school. But that elation didn't last long because I know that what we still have to do is we still have to prepare for we have to play the state champion, and that's a big task. So I didn't enjoy the win for very long.
Turner says there will be several student and parent rally buses heading to Hillsboro on Saturday, along with the Cougar band and fans, and they expect a large crowd. Good news for you, if you can't make it to the game, we will broadcast the Mountain View Sherwood game this Saturday at 5:30 p.m. right here on KBND. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.